Good evening. We're back in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1. The text for this evening's reading is verse 26 and 27. And the subject is remembering our creation and our Creator. The reading is taken from the daily devotional, Precious Promises. Here our attention is turned to the origin of human life. Verse 26 shows that God pre-planned the making of man. There was a consultation within the triune Godhead, and God said, "Let us make man." It was vital that God should plan thoughtfully. The world was to have an intelligent occupant endowed with superior power and influence, made in the image of God. As Adam and Eve were not here by chance, neither are we. There is a divine blueprint for every life. Psalm 139, verse 16, "In thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." Remember the power of God in the making of man. He did exactly what he planned to do, but not apart from his word. And God said. Man has no existence apart from the word of God. True science confirms this. The DNA genetic code reveals that all life forms are a result of a code of instructions. Our creation by God teaches us many things. First, it teaches us humility. How can we complain of or contend against our mighty Maker? No one has hardened himself against God and prospered. But our creation by God also teaches us happiness. Through Jesus Christ, though we are dust and ashes, we can commune with God. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Abraham said, "I have taken to speak unto the Lord, who am but dust and ashes." We should make this great God our first recourse in trouble and sickness. Our creation by God teaches us hope. This God is surely able to hear you and do for you great things. As Ephesians 3:20 puts it, above all that we ask or think. Finally, our creation by God teaches us to honour this God. Thank him for the life he has given you, and don't keep that life to yourself. Commit yourself, body and soul, entirely to him. Place yourself in the hands of a faithful Creator, the crucified, risen and exalted Christ.